following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At AutoZone, we know getting your hands dirty is part of getting the job done right. So leave some gunk under your fingernails as a fashion statement. One that says, no stranger is touching my lug nuts, thank you very much.
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for only $21.99.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
The Home Depot has Black Friday prices now. So let's get a Whirlpool stainless steel refrigerator, side-by-side or French door. Your choice, just $998. Both are ENERGY STAR qualified, so you save energy for years. And up to $700 now. It's a classic win-win. Let's do this with Black Friday prices now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through December 4th. U.S. only. See store.
Near side. Tommy keeps it himself. Steps up 15. What a fake. 10. Armstrong down to the 6-yard line. Snap back. Zone read. Tommy keeps it himself. Gets a block on the edge. He scores. Touchdown, Nebraska. Tommy Armstrong for 5-yard count. What a drive by Big Red.
Don't throw it into double coverage and throw a pick.
First incompletion today. Armstrong sets gun. Pass is. Oh, goodness. What a catch by Mitzi Anunua. Husker showing blitz. Banderas coming after Coulter. Coulter trying to step up. Gets hit. Goes down. A sack for the Huskers. Back at the 25-yard line. That is a loss of 10 yards. Ciante Evans with his second sack of the year. The far side, Alonzo Moore. The pattern to the near side. Back to throw as Armstrong throws it out. The deep flat man wide open. Pass. Caught. Touchdown. Mitzi Anunua. 6 points. Nebraska.
Again in the gun with Green to his left. Back to throw. Coulter being rushed. Anchor grabs. He throws him down. There's a sack for Jason Anchor all the way back at the 19-yard line.
Cooper showing a blitz off the edge. He's going after Coulter. Gets. He brings him down. It's a sack for Corey Cooper. Back at the 20-yard line. A loss of 9 yards. Corey's second sack of the year. Simeon gets the snap. Looking to the near side. Gets hit as he throws. Intercepted. Avery Moss. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Hit. 6. Big Red. Coulter gets the snap. Takes a handoff. Keeps himself. Ciante Evans. Brings him down to the backfield. Off the 23-yard line. That's a 7-yard loss. Ciante Evans.
A pistol set. Armstrong turns. Hands it off to Amir Abdullah.
Squirts around the left side. 45-50. Amir, 45-40. Angled out of bounds at the 30.
Gets the shotgun snap. Husker sent a blitz. Simeon gets hit. Blown up. Dropped down. Avery Moss.
Big time sack. Back at the 37. A loss of 10.
Hanrahan in motion. Snap back. Hand it off to Trayvon Green. And he doesn't. He loses the yard. Back to the 2. Quick timeout taken by Nebraska. Turns, makes a handoff, bootleg out to Coulter, running, steps up, gets drilled and knocked down to the 5-yard line. Randy Gregory with another big time hit. Huskers have stopped them.
Snap down, but Dean's kick is up and good.
I don't know how. 33 seconds left. Kellogg gets the snap. Steps up to avoid the rush. Looking downfield, avoids another rush. Has a man open in the flat, throws it out to Abdullah. Makes a catch at the 35, and he's got the first down to the 40-yard line.
Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideout to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air.
Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a scene in Lincoln, baby.
Good Friday, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The next to last show for the month. Yes, that's true, because we've got the state football finals Monday and Tuesday. We will have a show on Wednesday, our Husker Lunch, wrapping up our Husker Lunches at Cunningham's. Steve Sipple will be on hand. We'll have Luke Hoover. We'll have all the things that we usually do on the rest of the week on Wednesday. We've got Troutman's Trivia next week. We've got the Pigskin Pick'em will be on Wednesday. And who knows, could be $100. It's $90 today for Pigskin Pick'em and Cunningham's Cash. So that's what's coming up next week. The only show Wednesday, Thanksgiving Thursday, and college football coming up on Friday, including the Huskers. So glad to have you with us here for the next hour. We'll be talking with Glenn Snodgrass, the head football coach at York, Brian Cargill, the head football coach at Cozad, as they get ready for the state championships. And we will have that coming up a little bit later on in the program today. Jimmy Langan's in as my co-host. Wow, winter is now here, Jimbo.
Boy, did it ever get there. I forgot what it was like, Doug. I didn't realize how miserable it actually is. And I'm good enough health that I can still run from my car to the grocery store. You know, so, and I'm going to continue to do this. So people watch out for me when it gets cold.
What are you thinking this week of sports? Kind of quiet on the national scene, which was cool, but we had all the things going on with the state playoffs, volleyball wrapped up that we worried about earlier in the week. It was cool. I didn't get to see you on Monday because I was on my way to Stewart.
Yes.
So that was there. And there's no easy way to get to Battle Creek, but that was there. So it was cool to be up at Bob Schnitzer Field. So this is it. It's hard to believe that it's that time of the year and six champions are going to be crowned. We've also got the Huskers going on. I know we usually save this to the end, but I've been trying to digest a little bit of finding a way that Nebraska can win tomorrow. And it seems like if the weather's going to be cruddy, and we had Joe Giuliano from the Philadelphia Inquirer yesterday, he says, well, you can probably pass on Penn State. It seems to me like this is going to come down to the running game. And if Nebraska's run defense plays like it has the last few weeks, and Amir Abdullah does what he does, and we don't worry about too much of the other stuff, I think Nebraska's got a chance to grind one out tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think that's how they're going to have to do it.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, when you look at Penn State, you know, they're minus some scholarships. They're athletically are not as they've been in the past. And Nebraska's had some injuries, so going into the game. But the key thing is going to be whether we turn the ball over or not. You know, and when you have five turnovers like we did last week, it's really hard to just go from 5-0. You know, I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But Penn State has struggled at times this year against some teams. And they've had a tough schedule at times, but they just don't look like – I mean, basically, Ohio State, Wisconsin are the best two teams in the Big Ten. And then we look at Michigan State kind of right there around third. Well, somebody's got to be the fourth best team. You know, and we'd like to think that it might be Nebraska. But Minnesota's got a claim for it right now, too. But you lose this game, now you're looking at the bottom of the division. The loser is going to be in the bottom of the division, to me. I don't care what the pieces of paper say or what all these say, you know, exactly what the record is. But if Penn State loses to Nebraska, they will lose again next week. And Penn State's not going to have a very good record in the Big Ten. So I think we're playing a team that's not a great football team on the road.
We'll see what happens. Our predictions coming up with part of Pigskin Pick'em a little bit later on here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So I think it's going to be two very physical football games the next 2 weeks, and that turnaround to Iowa. You know, it's I think it's 6-1, half dozen the other. They survive at Penn State, and then they come in physically beat up against Iowa, or they rally the troops against Iowa, and maybe it isn't physical this Saturday. I'm just saying, again, the odds of Nebraska running the table and then what I have to listen to from anti-Husker fan is crazy. So hopefully that is not the case with what Nebraska does. But Pigskin Pick'em is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, boy, the Atlanta Falcons aren't very good, and hard to believe a team can fall off that quickly, even with injuries. And the big win for the Saints last night, and they've got some good football teams left on their schedule. My pick to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And I think they're going to show well. I think they're going to beat Carolina. The whole thing is what they put on emphasis at the Seattle game, because they kind of need it to get the playoff game at home. Seattle, who should have about four losses by now, doesn't. And so New Orleans has to find a way to win a game in Seattle is what it sounds like, Jimmy, whether it's this one to get the playoff game in New Orleans or whether it's the actual playoff game if they do meet.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know. On the show early in the year, Doug, in August, you know, we have the guy from the Mandalay Bay. Help me out with his first
name. Mike Perenio, yeah.
And he told us to bet New Orleans. He thought they might be a nice play to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, if you got him early enough, you could get him at 22-1. And they have a shot at this, Doug. And I'm like you. I think New Orleans might be the sneaky team in there. There's some teams like the Detroit Lions that play well enough at times, but, boy, they just don't play long enough that I think they can get three games in, you know, to get to a Super Bowl or something like that. So I think New Orleans is one of those teams, and you're definitely right about Seattle. Seattle has been very fortunate to win some games this year.
Final week of byes, and I always like to get those standings and schedules for the last 4 to possibly 5 weeks, because there's always somebody that you're not talking about, that gets into the playoffs. And I'll have to admit, last night when I was watching the end of the second half of that Saints game with the Falcons, and they put up that Arizona was 6-4, I went, Arizona 6-4?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, on their way to 7-9.
Yeah, but there's a lot of teams that, like the Cleveland Browns and people like that, they're in that 4-6, 6-4 area. I mean, everybody's still involved in the playoffs, because if you could put a string of three in a row, you're right there.
6-4 for the Cardinals?
Hey, that group's not.
What?
Hey, they. What is it? In that division, you know, you got the 49ers, you've got the Cardinals, and you get the Seahawks. And, you know, last year I think Arizona beat one of those two teams. I can't remember who it was for sure. No, and had a better record in the division or something, you know. So, yeah, so Arizona's sneaky, but.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. If you'd like to join us, 888-455-ESPN. That's the number for our Pigskin Pick'em at the end of the program, 888-455-3776. You can always email us or tweet us or Facebook us your comments. The Twitter is at ESPN 1460 1550. The email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. The Nebraska basketball team tipping off with UAB. Huskers put up 90 points and lost yesterday to Massachusetts. And they're off to a 10-7 lead 6 minutes into the game against a UAB team that I like the matchup today, Jimmy, because they gave everything they had yesterday playing 19th-ranked New Mexico, went double overtime, and then have to turn around and play at 11 o'clock or noon their time today.
Yeah, you know, John Higgins from Omaha, Nebraska, is refereeing that that tournament in South Carolina, and he told me he told his brother Tim, and Tim gave me that was 82 free throws shot in the Nebraska game yesterday.
There was a ton, yeah.
I mean, and boy, they were really upset. The people in the crowd, they were talking about in South Carolina about how many fouls and the travesty of that game, about how they wouldn't let anybody play. They wouldn't let either team play at all. They were just shooting free throws all day long. So it kind of, they were talking about the Massachusetts Nebraska game. And I think the people in South Carolina, you know, they had no dog in the hunt. You know what I mean? They didn't care. So, right. 82 free throws, 61 fouls. 82 free throws, 61 fouls. I haven't called 61 fouls in a year.
Do you think, Jimmy, with all the new rules that these officials are afraid that they're getting graded? And that's what they're doing. I mean, they've got to be consistent, though, right? I mean, all the guys have to make the foul calls. You can't just have half the guys abiding by the rules.
Well, you know, when kind of an interesting thing, and I didn't realize this until I went to a meeting, but there was a when Nebraska used to have a semi-pro basketball team here, and I had to go to a clinic. And the guy put it on, and one of the first things he said, hey, you guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. In the NBA, we don't do this, what you call an NCAA basketball. And we're all looking at him, and he goes, you can't do this. And I thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble because, you know, we let people guard too close in high school and college compared to what they do in the NBA. In the NBA, you got to have some room.
Yeah.
You know, there is some room between the players. Of course, you know, you play 48 minutes. Can you imagine playing 48 minutes of basketball, playing that hard defensively for 82 games? I mean, you wouldn't last half the season. So, you know, they give them some room, and they do not get that tight. And there's somebody, somebody backs into you, then you could keep your ground. So the rules are different in college, you know, what they let people do. Now they're trying to switch that around and make this game not as physical.
Well, we'll see how the season progresses. The Nebraska women, an easy winner last night. They were up 38-7 over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Now they play Southern. They need a little tougher team coming up on their schedule, which they will find. Hastings College is at Morningside for hoops tomorrow. UNK basketball. The men are at South Dakota Mines tonight, and then they'll host Shadron State Sunday afternoon. Shadron's off to a 3-0 start. The game is at 2 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center. The women are out in Denver. They play Colorado Springs tonight and Metro State tomorrow. The Loper wrestling team has the UNK Loper Open at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. The men's cross-country team is at the NCAA Championships. And, of course, big match tonight for the Loper volleyball team. They're on a spot in the regional rankings where they dropped 1-7, and we talked about this yesterday. There's no guarantee that they're going to get into the NCAA tournament, which would just be mind-boggling. But they play Washburn tonight. If they win that, then they're going to lock up a spot. The finals are tomorrow against most likely Central Missouri, the fifth-ranked team in the country. Nebraska volleyball is at Purdue tonight and Indiana tomorrow. They've got soccer going on in Lincoln, Illinois and Portland in the NCAA tournament. Then Nebraska plays Boston College in the second round. The third round would be coming up on Sunday. And the Hastings soccer teams begin the NAIA National Tournament tomorrow. The women, they get out of here. St. Thomas of Florida, Rocky Mountain of Montana, they play the Hastings men in Hastings. They're used to this kind of weather. And finally, Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, the new head coach, and his first game is tonight at Chicago. Then they play Team USA Saturday and Sunday. And, oh, Jimmy, that's not it.
Okay, let's see what you – oh, no. Is this the bowling? Is this bowling?
The top-ranked Nebraska bowling team started its weekend of competition at the Big Red Invitational at Sun Valley Lanes in Lincoln last night. The Huskers competed in five matches, compiling a total pinfall of 3,987, placing the Huskers second behind Central Missouri in the eight-team field. This is inexcusable, Jimmy. The number one team in the country, and they can't get. They're sitting in second on their own. They're on their home lane, Jimmy. I'm concerned, but it's early in the season. This team that's kind of young, they'll grow. And the competition already going on this morning in Lincoln, Sun Valley Lanes. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be get down to getting some key spares. You know, we've got to really get some spares late. You know, 7th, 8th, and 9th frames, get that spare. You know, what I always liked is that 10th frame. If you could get a spare or a strike, you got to throw an extra ball. Oh, and you paid so much money to bowl. You get that extra 10th frame, you get to throw an extra ball down the lane, and you only paid for
it's free. It's free bowling.
Exactly.
It's like overtime, free football.
Do they have the gutters up, or do they? Know?
No, the bumpers are down.
Okay,
the bumpers are down for this.
All right.
Just so you know, they don't have to hit the bumpers very often at that level. Midway Auto Dealership wants to move some vehicles before the end of the year with their Midway Care huge hassle-free discounts. And consumers, you get to keep all the rebates. The best part is that the customers, you can have the rebate and the discount. Usually you have to pick, choose one or the other. Not now. Not at Midway. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You don't have to pick. You get them both. Midway is there for you on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And right now, low monthly payments for 72 months on a new vehicle, 1.99% or 2.99% on pre-owned vehicles for 72 months. You can see the complete inventory in the warmth of your own home at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll talk with Cozad's Brian Cargill and York's Glenn Snodgrass when we come back.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S-O.
Lace him up.
Right away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
When it comes to virtualization and cloud, why should big businesses with bigger budgets have all the opportunities? How about simple, affordable solutions for mid-sized businesses? We hear you. Start with IBM solutions for virtualization and cloud, then run them on IBM System X servers powered by the latest Intel Xeon processors. Simple, easy-to-use solutions priced for mid-sized businesses from your IBM business partner. Learn more at ibm.com/simple.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Sunday night, it's Manning versus Brady as the rivalry continues when Peyton and the Broncos battle Tom's Patriots. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Hall of Famer James Lofton and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Foxborough. Can the Patriots bounce back from a tough loss Monday to the Panthers, or will Denver stay atop the AFC West with a big road win? Broncos, Patriots, if it's Sunday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, we'll head up to 33 for a high, as winds out of the west will stay at about 5 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we expect a low of 12, with north winds developing at 10 to 15. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now, it's 23.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on this Friday. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, how will the Huskers fare Saturday at Penn State? 73% said that Nebraska will win this football game. That's a little bit higher than even some of the home games. 27% say not so good for the Huskers. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Who got the better end of the trade between the Tigers and Rangers this week? Prince Fielder goes to the Rangers. The Tigers get Ian Kinsler, or it was an even deal. Any thoughts on that, Jimmy?
Well, there's no doubt that the Rangers got the better deal as far as who's going to get improve on the field immediately between those two. But Detroit had to get some money so they could pay for a pitcher. You know, so in the long term, we'll see how it works out 5 or 6 years from now. You know, but just right now, today, Texas Rangers will improve their baseball team.
Prince Fielder, he's going to be playing in the heat a lot. I don't know if the big fella's going to like that. I thought it was strange. I mean, Prince Fielder's a legacy. His dad played for the Tigers. He's played for the Tigers. They're home run hitters. The people love him. And you really traded away a big part of your franchise. I think talent-wise and as far as that, I think it's a pretty even deal because in this day and age, you hardly ever see a one-for-one trade.
Right. Good point.
And, of course, there was a little cash in there.
Yeah, the cash was the difference to make it look like maybe it wasn't so bad for Detroit, you know, if you're just talking the cash.
Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. You can vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. So that's ready to roll. What do you think? Are you ready for your picks this week, Jimmy? Have you got some good ones this week? You've kind of mixed it up. Sometimes two, sometimes five. What are we looking at this week?
I'm going to give three games. I've got two games that are almost picking, but they're slight underdogs. And then I've got one major, huge favorite that I think will cover easily. But they're a heavy favorite, and I very seldom play these. Hardly ever do I play a game like this, but this one I can see. It looks pretty obvious to me.
All right, so be listening for that along with Pigskin Pick'em coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coming up, Glenn Snodgrass, the head football coach at York, and Brian Cargill, the head football coach at Cozad, will be joining us as well. Cozad is going into their first state championship game since they won it all back in 1991. And the coach at Cozad was part of a team that played against Cozad back in that 1991 championship. I've known him since he was a wee little skippy kid. That's right. Brian Cargill joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Doug? Good to hear from you, son.
Now, when we do these official interviews, do I call you Brian or do I call you Skip?
You can do it however. You know how it is. Most people know me by Skip. And then here at school, of course, everybody calls me Mr. Cargill, Coach Cargill. But you know how that is.
The way it should be. Hey, let's. Yep. What do you remember about the Cozad legacy playing against them?
Well, at that time, of course, you know, they were pretty loaded with talent. They had a three-year run there. It was pretty exceptional. Brendan Holbein, of course, was excellent, 2,000-yard rusher. I think he was over 2,700 yards that year, went down to the University of Nebraska, had a great career down there. And, then, of course, Chris Dishman was very good, went down a two-time All-American down at Nebraska, and then, of course, a wonderful pro career. But the thing that I remembered is they were just very physical and very consistent in what they did.
Brian Cargill with us. He's the head football coach in his first year as the head coach at Cozad. Brian, tell me a little bit about where this team started to click and when you started the program. I don't think there was a whole lot of changes that had to be made. There was some good talent there. But, I mean, in the first year to still be playing football the last game of the year, that has to be even maybe a little bit beyond your wildest dreams.
Well, the one thing we did, we had our meetings back in February, and then I talked to boys about what I felt needed to happen was we needed to build a team cohesiveness. And one of the things I required was during our summer conditioning, we were going to come in and lift together. And I thought that I saw that over that time, the kids' chemistry started to come together. They started to feel an obligation to each other to really work hard and to compete at a high level. And then we had a nice preseason camp. And then when we got to the Adams Central game, we played very well. And then, of course, Adams Central game gave us a little confidence because they're an excellent football team, a tremendous football program over there. And then we went through the next several games, played some excellent teams in Gothenburg, broke a bow, and get into game six there, I believe it was, and then played Kearney Catholic. And when we got to Kearney Catholic, ended up going to overtime. Kids ended up pulling out the overtime win, and it seemed like from that point on, our kids have continually gotten better and improved every week. And so those were kind of the marquee games, and the kids did a great job.
Yeah, hey, this is Jim Lang, and I wrote down on a piece of paper, I wrote down Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. I was going to talk to you about how those two games, the Adams Central game, just going over and really kind of dominating the game and the score when I saw it. And then the Kearney Catholic game, it was a game that looked with about 2 or 3 minutes to go that it looked like you might lose the football game, and it was really going to affect some seeding of where, you know, had people fall, and all of a sudden you come back and get that win right in overtime. And I think it really helped you a little bit with the confidence and also with the seeding and who you play and when you play them.
You know, a lot of people didn't understand. You know, when we played Kearney Catholic, I had, I believe it was 8 starters sick at some point during that week, and several of them missed 2 practices. Several of them only got the 1 practice that week, and we had about 3 or 4 kids that were sick during the actual game. But we went into that game, and I felt, you know, we could do well. But Kearney Catholic's line was just tremendous. They had a very good running back in the Connolly kid. I felt their game plan was sound. But the one thing as the game went on, even when Kearney Catholic got the lead, our kids did not get down. They just kept pushing, kept working. They stayed very confident. And then we hit the 2 big plays in the fourth quarter. And when it got to overtime, their confidence was pretty overwhelming. And they were able to go on and get the win. You know, in a game like that, sometimes can catapult you to points psychologically that you may not have thought you could get to before, and so their confidence was very good after that.
We're talking with Cozad football coach Brian Cargill here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play Ashland Greenwood. You've got so many good kids, but Jake Paulson continues to do some things against these teams that nobody else is able to do. In fact, we've even got a question here on our Facebook page that wants to know if the Huskers are looking at Jake. Talk about who's looking at Jake maybe at the next level and just how he's able to do this.
Yeah, well, he's an amazing young man. He's very low-key about it, too. And if you didn't know him, you'd think he's always kind of kidding around. But when he steps across those lines on the football field, he's highly competitive. And he likes to win, and he likes to play the game. He's very complimentary, of course, always of his linemen. He's got a nice line in front of him. As far as people that are looking at him, he's gotten mail from anywhere from Florida State to Missouri to Iowa State. He's gotten interest, of course, from Nebraska. I believe he's maybe going on a trip there after the season's over to visit. And, you know, so there's a lot of people interested in him, obviously. And he's got some God-given talent, and, you know, we're pretty glad he's on our team.
Well, let's talk about two more things before we let you get back to class here. First, just recapping the dominant performance that you had over Boone Central. Nobody doubted Cozad's ability to compete and maybe win this football game, but the way you did it, I think, shocked everybody in the state.
Yeah, something that catches teams off guard, especially teams if you don't play them enough. You know, our speed probably catches people off guard. You know, we do have... You know, our 4x100 team in track was exceptional. You know, we've got guys running in the high 10s. Jake's 10.5 guy. We've got another kid that's a, you know, 10.9, 11 guy somewhere in there. And then we've got several kids that are just above that 11 mark. So in terms of our second-level guys, our defensive backs, you know, we got some guys that can run. And, you know, that makes a big difference. And I tell our kids up front, I says, if you can get – teams run laterally and then go pursue them. If you're faster than them, that's a pretty simple formula to good defense. And the other thing that I'm very, very pleased with is, you know, our front eight guys have been awesome this year, great in the weight room, but their development in terms of our lineman development and their technique and their and getting better every week, they've done an awesome job. The last 6 weeks, if you would actually watch film on us, you would just see those kids getting better week in and week out. And I've always been a big proponent. If you win it up front on either side of the ball, that's where your gravy's made. And so those guys have done an awesome job, and that's the reason for our success.
Yeah, I agree with you totally that up front, if you can dominate at that time, and then if you've got some speed, you know, it really is going to help out. I know Broken Bow in the 80s played Elkhorn, and the speed of Broken Bow was something that Elkhorn did not expect, and it got him a lead, and then Broken Bow held on to win. Tell us a little bit about Ashland Greenwood, if you would, and what their speed's like, what they're up front, or if they throw the ball, whatever they do.
The Ashland Greenwood, they got an excellent quarterback. Their skill player is very good. 220s, 210s line-wise, we match up pretty well there. They run a lot of belly, a lot of veer-type stuff, option football. I would say they're about 75-80% run, and then the rest pass. They played a heck of a game against Lakeview to get in the final, but you know, we expect an excellent football game. We expect nothing less, of course, in the championship. And so we're going to have to be sound on defense and take care of the football on offense.
Skip, anything that still concerns you even going into a last game of the year?
Not in terms of, you know, it's just the approach for us. I talk to the kids constantly about keeping things the same and going through your routine, doing what you do, and keeping your preparation good week in and week out. And they understand that it's in the process. The preparation is where the success comes from. And so as long as you keep doing those things consistently and do what you're supposed to do in terms of execution, not turning the ball over, not getting penalties, and then be assignment sound on defense, everything else, you know, the win and losing pretty much takes care of itself.
And, Coach, is there any concern about playing at 10:15, which is totally different than your routine all year long?
Yeah, that's, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather play, you know, a 7 o'clock football game. That's pretty early for young kids to get up and get going, you know, but you know, it is what it is, and both teams got to play at the same time, so we're not going to complain about it. We're just going to be glad for the opportunity and go out and get after it and give a great effort.
All right, Brian, best of luck to you and the Haymakers, a proud, storied program, an opportunity to put another big trophy on the case over there. So we'll see you in Lincoln.
Well, thanks for having us on. We sure appreciate it. And you guys keep living the dream, all right?
All right, take care, buddy.
Brian, good luck to you guys.
Take care, Jim. Have a good one.
That's Brian Cargill, head football coach at Cozad. Like I said, I've known him forever. Just another Ord Chanticleer. And way to bring up the Elkhorn broken bow thing from 88. Thanks.
What was wrong with that?
Yeah, because they beat Ord in the semis after we had beat them in the regular season.
Yeah, but I'll tell you
pain.
But the speed was just amazing.
Yeah, they were good
broken
football
bow
team.
Had a really a lot of speed. And Ord was good at that time. I mean, let's be honest about it.
Elkhorn was really, really good, though.
yeah, exactly.
Now,
yeah.
That might have been different had that game been at Memorial Stadium.
Or at Elkhorn.
well, we know something would have been different if it would have been in Elkhorn. Anytime we talk football or the Huskers, we like to throw out our shout-out to TNL Recruiting. Our Husker recruiting updates are brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Paulson might not even play football. He's that good at everything else. And baseball, I know, is big over for a lot of these kids as well. So tough decisions, isn't it? All that talent, don't know what to do, could play any sport you want. Life's tough.
This is a good time for Cozad right now. This is a really to be able to go to the championship game, I mean, and play in it, and well-deserved. You know, I'll tell you, their athletes are good right now at Cozad High School. And I'll tell you another thing, Doug. You know, like you said, he didn't make any excuses. I brought it up about the Kearney Catholic game, and he said, hey, they'd had some guys sick and injured. When you look at all the scores all year long, that game kind of surprised you when I looked at the score of it. Didn't know that about the injuries and sickness. But, boy, when they came through and got the win. But I'll tell you what, you know, Kearney Catholic this year, Gothenburg, a lot of teams in this area were pretty tough, and this is going to help Cozad. Their schedule made them better as the season went on. They had to compete and play against good teams week in and week out, and that's going to make them better. So the other teams in this area, by playing them and competing, is going to make them, and I think Cozad's got a legitimate chance to win this game.
Oh, I think so, too. I think they're the heavy favorite.
Yes, they are.
We'll take a break. York's Glen Snodgrass plus Pigskin Pick'em with $90 up for grabs all coming up.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, we'll head up to 33 for a high, as winds out of the west will stay at about 5 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we expect a low of 12, with north winds developing at 10 to 15. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now, it's 23. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Man, Thursday is Thanksgiving. You a huge turkey fan?
Me? Yeah, I like turkey.
Ham?
Yeah. I'm
prime rib? Well, I mean, you know, some people love other things. What, you know, when you have Thanksgiving, what does Jim Langan have?
Usually turkey, and sometimes we'll just grill out a ribeye steak.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's usually what goes on. We have none of the stuffing, nothing else. I mean, it's just like we just eat one thing at a time, you know. Just the turkey.
I'm glad I still got a family that can cook, because they all do a little something. I got no clue. And Thanksgiving's next week, folks. So reserve your fresh turkeys today from Troutman's Quality Meats. It helps you out. It takes one less step. You've got it all right there. They're minimally processed, all natural turkeys. A very limited supply, so contact them now. And also, fresh out of the smokehouse this hour, smoked turkey. Love it, baby! And tomorrow out of the smokehouse, boneless hams. Don't forget their certified Angus prime rib or ham loaf. Let Carrie use his special rub to season all of your favorite meats. Cranberry brats for your Thanksgiving meal as well. Remember, folks, it's a long weekend. You're going to do more than just eat that big turkey dinner on Thursday. You've got the football game on Friday. There's your cherry brats. Maybe you want a little boneless ham. Chow down on that. Make some sandwiches out of it all weekend long. And, of course, Hunter's Troutman's will make your clean boneless deer trim and make it into your favorite type of sausage. So they'll take it, they'll make it, you'll have the sausage. Thanksgiving deer hunting season, it's all going on. Carrying the gang, keeping busy for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend here on East Highway 30 in Kearney. Well, you know, let's see, that was almost a full week ago. His voice should be good. Glenn Snodgrass, head football coach of the York Dukes. And again, I have to be honest here, I've known Brian Cargill since he was a little pup. I'm not sure Glenn Snodgrass was ever a little pup, but I've known him since he was young. Glenn, congratulations, man.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
How has it settled down? I mean, a lot of people got a chance because of the 10-11 video and all the cameras that were there to see the celebration and a great post-game speech that you gave to the kids, even though you need to shave. You know, talk about just getting York, who we know was not a good program when you took him over, to get him this quick to where you guys are at.
Well, it definitely starts with a great group of kids. I mean, we've got a fantastic senior class, you know, and then a great group of younger underclassmen to compliment them that have just been, very extremely hard-working kids, dedicated, high character, very, very intelligent kids on top of all that. So it's been just a very good group of players that we've had a chance to work with here in these 3 years. And, you know, I would also have to add that the assistant coaching staff that is here at York is just, in my opinion, second to none. It's a very young staff that I've been able to work with here, and just energetic, and, you know, all of them have been at successful winning programs. So there's been a lot of things that have played into this, but as I said, the number one thing is a great group of young men we've had a chance to work with.
Yeah, Coach, this is Jim Langan. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Jim.
Good. Hey, I was going to say, I ref the game real early, and I think you guys might have been 1-1. It would have been 2 years ago. You might have been 2-0, but you played Lexington, and I agree with you. One thing about it is I felt that the sideline demeanor on your sideline and the loyalty of your assistant coaches, and then the way that the players wanted to compete, they competed at a high level even at that time. They wanted to do things the correct way, and I think, you know, that's how you get the program started. So I got to see that right away early in that, and it was just like it was at Overton when you were there at Overton, the same type of sideline demeanor, and people took the game real serious. So hats off to you for getting the program going.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, I never would want to put down anything that was done here at York before I got here, but, you know, those kids were very, very hungry to learn, and they were very, very hungry for success, you know, on top of that. And so it was easy to get our point across to them, because they just ate up everything that we told them.
Glenn, I got a question as far as, is it the same? Were you able to use what you learned in high school at North Loop Scotia, what you learned a little bit even though you played hoops at Concordia, and what you had at Overton? Is it all the same kind of coaching, or have you had to tweak it a little bit at York?
Well, I've learned things. I've never been an assistant coach, actually, other than when I was with the Diesel for a little while there.
Woo-hoo!
But I've learned a little bit from a lot of different coaches, and I've also been very, very fortunate to be involved with very successful teams, you know, all throughout ever since high school, you know, in high school. And I've given Coach Rod Edson a lot of credit, you know, at a lot of different places, and I really feel like I learned a lot from him, and I do, you know, maybe a lot of things that he did, you know. And so he definitely taught toughness, and he taught, you know, taught us how to always be prepared, taught us how to be great teammates. And I learned a lot from him, and just the toughness of the kids that I was able to play with back in those days. And we were able to win a state championship that year. You know, and again, a team that wasn't expected to do much, but the leadership and the camaraderie amongst the team was just, and to be quite honest with you, very similar to what I've got right now, you know, here at York. Just great, great leadership. And in college, you know, I played on great teams, and at Overton, my years there were just unbelievable with the talent that we were able to work with and the assistant coaches that we had over the years. You know, Eric Ryan, as an assistant coach of mine over there for 12 years, who's still leading that team, you know, as an assistant coach. So I just have been very, very blessed to work with great people over the years and great, great kids. And it makes me look smart, you know, when I'm able to work with a lot of great kids and coaches like that.
Hey, Coach, one thing I was going to bring up, you know, usually there's a signature win that you have when you turn a program around, and I think that's not completely true when you're 9-0 or you're 8-0, you're an 8-man and 9-0 in Class B, that you don't have that signature win. But I think last year when you were the 16 seed and you went in and you knocked off the number one seed, I think that had to be a signature win. Is that true, or was there another game that was bigger than that?
Well, I think a very important point in the turnaround here at York was in the middle of the season last year. And I've always said one of the biggest things wasn't physical, it was mental. They had this, they had a hard time believing that they could be successful and compete. And we had a stretch in the middle of the season last year, and we won three consecutive games. And those three consecutive games that we won were huge just for the psyche and the demeanor of our team, you know, believing that they could be a successful team. And once, you know, past mid-season, we had a winning record, you know, they're looking at that and thinking, wow, you know, and they did start to believe at that point. And then key victories at the end of last year, GI Northwest down there, and then, like you said, Scott's Bluff was just a huge win for the program all the way around. And that, you know, I would say that just really propelled us to a lot of great things we did this year. So, there were probably multiple ones you could point to, but as you said, the major one was probably that Scott's Bluff victory down there.
Talking with York head football coach Glenn Snodgrass for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, you've had to come back in both of the last two football games against Gretna in the semifinals, but maybe even more impressively was what you were able to do at home against Ralston and cap it off with a two-point conversion. Talk about the comeback and talk about the decision and making the two-point conversion.
Well, our kids, and you got to hand it to them, you know, they never got rattled. They, you know, we were behind for a good portion of that Ralston game, and then they just believed all along, and they never really got rattled. And as far as the decision in overtime, you know, I've been asked that question 1,000 times in the last 3 weeks, but in my opinion, I kind of, as soon as the threat of overtime was there, in my mind, I thought going for two was probably going to be necessary because they were such a I mean, they're the biggest team I've ever seen in high school football. You know, they just had giants up front, and they had one of the best running backs I've ever seen in high school football, and I just didn't think consistently we could stop them from 10 yards out. You know, if it was like the college rules, maybe it would be a little bit different, but I just didn't think consistently we could stop them. And, you know, at the high school level, an extra point is never a guarantee either. So I just thought that one shot from 3 yards out was probably better odds than trying to stop them consistently from 10 yards out, and probably choosing which play to call was the bigger decision than whether or not to go for two.
Yeah, and Glenn, I definitely agree with you. I see so many teams in the NFL. I mean, you kick the extra point because the guy's 49 out of 49 kicking extra points, you know. Yeah. But in high school, there's a lot of things can go wrong. And even in eight-man football, and you coach that, I think kicking the extra point sometimes is more difficult than actually going for two. So, yeah.
got Omaha Scott coming up in the championship game on Monday. I'm sure that everybody thinks you're the underdog again. What makes Scott so good?
They're very aggressive. Great team speed, very, very physical on both sides of the ball. And I would actually probably compare them pretty closely with Gretna. You know, they run a little bit different scheme on defense, but their defense is by far the strength of that team. I mean, and that's nothing against their offense, because they've got a very good offense as well, but it's the best defense in the state in Class B. And so, as I said, very physical. It's difficult to find a weak point in that defense. You know, they don't have that one or two guys that you can pick on there. And they're very sound in their schemes that they run. It's, like I said, hard to find a weak point there as well. And offensively, they just don't make mistakes. They're primarily a running team, but they're efficient in their passing game. And I got to coach with Matt Turman in the Shrine Bowl several years back, and so I got to know him, and he's a great football mind and a great coach. And he's always going to have his guys in the right position, guaranteed, and they're going to play hard. And so it's going to be a very, very physical football team that we play on Monday. But, again, very similar to Gretna, honestly, on both sides of the ball.
And finally, I know Ty Danielson, one of your outstanding. I mean, he's known more for his basketball. He's coming to UNK to play his college basketball. But what do the fans need to know about your team on the field as they get ready for Scott?
Well, we knew we'd have a very talented group of skill players this year. And, you know, Ty is absolutely that kid. He actually missed the fourth quarter of the Gretna game, and he missed a few games midseason because of an ankle sprain. But he's an extremely talented player, and he's probably even been recruited at a higher level as a football player than he was as a basketball player. He spent several games on the sideline for the University of Nebraska this year, and so if he would have chose that direction, he could have played at a Division I football school. But he's a fantastic player. Our quarterback, Lyndon Califf, is only a handful of yards away from breaking the all-time single-season Class B passing record, and our running back, Evan Neville, was only a handful of yards away from breaking the all-time single-game rushing record, you know, in midseason there. And so you can tell that we've got a very talented group of kids, and the offensive line was the only question mark, and they have absolutely came around, and they're just playing fantastic right now. And so, offense is probably our strong point, but you know, we can definitely play some defense, too. And, you know, I think we played great defense against the number one team in the state last week. So a lot of very good kids we could talk about, but those are probably the three key guys offensively, I would say.
And, Glenn, we'll wrap it up with this. You've had the opportunity to run out of that tunnel at Memorial Stadium with Overton prior to a state championship game. What will you tell your York Dukes before they head out onto the field on Monday night?
Well, there's no way to simulate that atmosphere. We've played in some huge atmospheres and big games up to this point, but there's no way to simulate coming out and playing in Memorial Stadium. So we've just talked to them about preparing themselves mentally for what it's going to be like to be out there on that field, and so it's not a huge shock, you know, when they walk in there. And we're going to hopefully let them run around out there on the field for 10 or 15 minutes prior. And so, you know, by the time warm-ups get through and kickoff comes around, it'll just be kind of like a normal game. You know, obviously, other than it's the state championship game. But, you know, I just want them to, we've taken this I always take this outlook on games. It's the next game on the schedule. You know, our guys can never say, well, we're playing really hard this week just because we're playing our rival or just because we're playing in the semifinals or the state championship game, because that implies maybe you're not playing as hard as you can all the other games. So we always play as hard as we can. And so this is the next one on our schedule. It's played in Memorial Stadium. There's a, you know, trophy on the line, obviously, but we're going to play like we always play, and that's very, very hard, with a lot of passion, and we're gonna go out there and just give it all we got. And I'm sure no one's predicting us to win, which is absolutely fine with us, because no one's picked us to win a big game in the last 2 years. But our guys will not back down, and they'll go out there and play their best.
All right, Glenn, it's great catching up with you, and I know everybody back here joins me in saying congratulations on the turnaround and the great job you're doing there at York.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. It's great to hear from you. And, you know, there's only one thing I don't like about York, and that's the fact that I can't get the Doug and Daddy show on the radio. But I do have the app on my phone, so I do try and sneak it in whenever I can. So
that
thanks
boy.
For having me, guys.
That a boy. See you, Glenn.
Glenn, good all luck right. to you, and congratulations also. Way to turn that thing around.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Glenn Snodgrass, head football coach of the York Dukes. I guess that just makes us old, doesn't it? When we know these guys this long and they've been to all these stops and they're doing great things.
Yep, that's exactly what it means,
Scott. Oh, man, great stuff, great stuff. Hey, folks, don't forget that it's lunchtime. Why don't you head on over to the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. You can stop by there anytime. Maybe you want to watch the Husker game. Maybe you want to watch the state football finals. Of course, if you can't catch it here on the radio, Chicken Coop's a great place to watch it on TV. And maybe that's where lunch could be on Monday and Tuesday to catch a little football. Doesn't matter what's on, basketball, football, NFL, college, NBA, whatever it is, they've got it on at the Chicken Coop, and you can take the family in. They've got a great variety of sporting games. They've got pool and darts and foosball and the arcade games, and of course, Keno for the adults. You can always have a good time. Open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop for family fun, drinks and food. The Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Before we go into the break, I want to hear Jim Langan's predictions for the week. You've got three games, is that what you've told me?
Well, I've got three dogs, and I've got that one favorite, you know what I mean, that I think. And, you know, the one thing about it, Doug, is, you know, when we had the success we had, we were 30-10 or at one time. Mm-hmm. And what's happened here, and I think hope the listeners that are saying, hey, God, we're hot, we're going to stay hot, we're going to do this. What happened here is we caught some teams before Vegas caught them and knew how bad they were, and not usually how good somebody is. It's usually how bad somebody is. And Oklahoma was that type of team. We caught them at the correct time. We caught Michigan, and we caught Notre Dame. And right now, I mean, I like Kansas State, but the trouble with it is if this game would have been played 3 weeks ago, Oklahoma would go into they were ranked 8th in the nation.
Yeah.
And they would be going in as a 7-point favorite at Kansas State. Well, now they've caught up with us, and now the spread's 3.5. So, yeah, you can say, hey, I want Kansas State, but you're not getting you're losing your advantage. So you got to be careful when you've lost your advantage. We said Michigan was bad. We were correct. Michigan is now going into Iowa as a 6-point dog. Now, that would have never happened beforehand, you know, so what I'm saying, we've lost our advantage, so we have to be extremely careful, and you shouldn't be betting the same amount that you because of the advantage we've lost. But there are a couple games, and you got to remember, we're taking people before everybody else catches on. All right, and one of the teams we're going to take Colorado. Colorado's getting 22.5 points. It is, you know how cold it is outside, people?
Cold.
I mean, it is cold outside, and they're getting 22.5 points, and they're playing Southern California, who just got through beating Stanford on TV. Everybody saw that. Everybody witnessed the game that Southern Cal won on TV. They've got a new coach. Southern Cal's doing everything correct. Colorado won last week. You know, Colorado had a win. Now, I'm not saying that Colorado's as good at USC, but I do like the idea that Southern Cal had a huge win. They got to play UCLA next. You're catching them at the correct time. And nobody wants Colorado. No one wants Colorado at all. I'm going to take Colorado for that reason. BYU is still getting a point at Notre Dame. BYU is a better team than Notre Dame. BYU played Wisconsin within 10 points on the road. They can go down, and I think they'll be able to beat Notre Dame. We did lose a little advantage with Notre Dame, you know, because we played against them with Pittsburgh and Navy. Yep. So we're too bad we're not getting 6 points. I'd like them more if I was getting the 6 points. But I do think BYU can do that. Nebraska, a team that I usually would not take, had 5 turnovers last week. We all saw it. Not everybody in the nation saw this. There's other games to watch in the nation, but we know they had 5 turnovers. We saw they moved the ball against Michigan State. You do that, you're going to beat Penn State on the road. So I have Nebraska getting 2 points at Penn State because they get to 2 points, and I think Nebraska is better than Penn State. Very seldom, though, I try to – I'm not betting with my heart here. This is with my mind. This is the 5 turnovers. And then the last game, Ohio State is a 34-point favorite over Indiana. Last week they won 60-35 over Illinois, and Indiana lost 51-3 to Wisconsin. This game will not be close at all. Ohio State's defense was embarrassed, giving up 35 points to Illinois. They are going to try to fix this. This is a home game for Ohio State, and Ohio State's trying to get into the national championship game. If they were playing anybody other than Indiana, I'd try to go the other way. I've been trying to see why gives this spread only 34. And the only reason I can think of this is they think the game's going to be over at halftime, and maybe Indiana's going to get a lot of points back. But I think Ohio State maybe will be up 56-0 at halftime. I think this is a gift, and I would take the 34 points.
See, now I mentioned that. Was it yesterday or Wednesday? I said, I can't believe that Ohio State's a 35-point favorite over Indiana. And remember, also, Indiana took them to the wire at their place last year, so Ohio State has that in their back pocket. So I said, I can't wait to see what Jimmy has to think about this. And not only do I find out it's one of your big plays. So here it is. Jimmy's given us 4 picks this week. Ohio State given 34. And then the other 3 are underdogs. BYU getting the 1 against Notre Dame. Nebraska getting the 2 against Penn State. And Colorado getting the 22.5 against USC.
And if you're really interested in the Colorado thing, wait, people, because this will go up. This will not go down to 20, 21. This will go up, and hopefully you can get up to 24 points. So Just wait a little bit. The other ones you better play now, and especially Ohio State, you better get on that before I get off the air.
Let's do it. Pigskin pick 'em. We're going to go to break. And let me remind you that there is $90. No one has beaten us in 9 weeks. $90. Cunningham's cash to use as you want for food, beverages, if you can beat Jimmy and I with Pigskin Pick'em. We are winding down. I don't know what happens if we don't give away the Cunningham's cash. I think maybe we get it, Jimmy. I don't know. I'll talk to Mike and Yusuf. We'll see what happens. But here's the deal. If you answer the trivia question correctly, you get the large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, and we'll have that for you. Big Daly's Deli, 2 locations in Hastings, Top of the Hill, and Kearney. If you beat us, we throw in the $90 in Cunningham's cash. Here is the trivia question. Again, if you've went up against us already this year, you've had your one chance. Somebody else gets that chance. You only get one chance per season. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Everybody says, we couldn't get through. 888-455-3776. It's Nebraska Penn State week. The most infamous game between these two was in 1982, the catch that wasn't, against Penn State, where they come back and beat the Huskers 27-24. But after that, Nebraska went on a monster winning streak. 1982, Nebraska then, of course, won the Big Eight. They went to the Orange Bowl. Who did Nebraska beat in the Orange Bowl January 1st, 1983. Call now. Who did Nebraska end that 82 season with? January 1st, 83, Orange Bowl. Who did Nebraska beat? First correct caller takes us on and Pigskin Pick'em.
All sports, one source, 2 stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At AutoZone, we know getting your hands dirty is part of getting the job done right. So leave some gunk under your fingernails as a fashion statement. One that says, "No stranger is touching my lug nuts, thank you very much."
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for only $21.99.
Get in the zone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our...
With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, we'll head up to 33 for a high, as winds out of the west will stay at about 5 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we expect a low of 12, with north winds developing at 10 to 15. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 23.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today, we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Oh, there you go. That's for you one more time, Irish Can. We talked about it yesterday. One of our great listeners who always was feeding us a little guff passed away here recently, and so that's for Irish Can. And that's the first game up today in our Pigskin Pick'em. Andy from Kearney, he got the correct guess. Who did Nebraska beat at the end of the 82 season, which would have been New Year's Day 83 Orange Bowl? Andy knew that it was LSU, 21-20. A lot of people guessing Miami, had a few Florida States, Notre Dame's, even a Tennessee, and a Clemson, which Nebraska played in that era, but not that day. Andy, congratulations. Are you ready to win $90?
You bet.
Well, you better go somewhere else then, son. Here we go. BYU, Notre Dame, they're up first. Why wouldn't you? BYU is a one-point underdog, and Jimmy made it one of his four selections for the weekend. What does Andy say?
I got to go with BYU.
Doug is going against the grain and taking the Irish for Irish Ken. How about you?
BYU.
No problem. No shocker. Boston College at Maryland. The spread on this, pick 'em. And you know what? I'm just going to take Boston College. Jimmy, what do you think?
I'll go the other way, Doug. Well, I'll go Maryland, and now we'll both be 1-1 after two games.
Well, possibly. Yeah. I'll probably be 0-2. What do you think, Andy?
I'll go with Boston College.
Utah at Washington State. Washington State is a one-point favorite. Jimmy, who you got here?
I'm going to try to take Utah and see what happens.
You're trying to go 10-0, aren't you?
No, I'm just taking Utah, just for the heck of it.
Washington State is at home. Utah seems to play great at home and not so good on the road. I'll take Mike Leach. How about you, Andy?
I'll go with Utah.
Arizona State at UCLA, big game in the Pac-12 Saturday night here on ESPN Radio. And in this game, Arizona on the road is a favorite by 2.5, or Arizona State is a favorite by 2.5. Andy, who you got?
Let's go with UCLA.
I have UCLA. Jimmy?
Doug, you and I can't agree on anything. I've got Arizona State.
God, I'm 0-4.
Well, you're probably 4-0.
Vanderbilt at Tennessee. This would have seemed to have been a big Vanderbilt line favorite the way they've been playing lately. They can't keep winning, so I'm going to take Tennessee and their favorite by 3. I'll take Tennessee. Andy, who do you like?
I'll go Tennessee also.
And Jimmy?
I'll take Vanderbilt.
Let's see. You took UCLA, right, Andy?
Yes, sir.
We got to circle that. Okay. The game somebody has to win in the Big Ten Conference, Illinois at Purdue. Illinois is on like a 20-game conference losing streak here. The game is at Purdue. Illinois is favored by a touchdown. Jimmy?
I'll take Illinois.
Andy?
I got to go with Illinois also.
God, Illinois is the better football team. I'm going to take Illinois as well. Michigan at Iowa. It looks like Iowa, as you said, they're favored by 6, Jimmy. This looks like a game where you got to run the football to be successful. And Nebraska's got Iowa next week. How many more games can Michigan lose? They're trying to get ready to upset Ohio State. That's all that's left in their season. Everything kind of points to Iowa here. What do you got?
I'm going to take Iowa, but again, I'd like to bet it's either team here. But I'm going to take Iowa. I think Michigan maybe was lucky the way they won last week at Northwestern.
Andy, who you got?
I'll go with Iowa also.
I just have a hard time ever circling Iowa. I just do. I can't believe Michigan is this bad. I'll tell you what, I'm going against what I should be doing here. And sorry, Rock and Rusty, I am taking Michigan as one of my upsets of the week. Oklahoma at Kansas State. Andy, who you like here?
What's the spread on that one, Doug?
Kansas State by 4.5.
I don't think they're that good. Let's go with Oklahoma.
Jimmy?
Kansas State.
Now I'm in a quandary. I thought Oklahoma, and then you kind of talked me out of it. You think Oklahoma's just that bad, don't you?
Yeah, they're bad. They were tied at halftime last week to Iowa State, and Kansas State had Iowa State down at one time 41-0.
I'm taking Kansas State in this football game. Baylor at Oklahoma State. Baylor's about a 9-point favorite against the number 10 team in the country at Oklahoma State. Jimmy. Baylor, Oklahoma State.
I'm going to take Baylor, but this game could have gone the other way easily. But the thing of it is I think just 9.5 points. It's hard to just take the other team. 9.5 is a pretty good thing. I can bet the money line at Oklahoma State. I'll take Baylor in the contest.
Andy, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Baylor. Too much offense, I think.
Boy, this has all the makings of that late November Oklahoma State win. The national power goes down. This national title race has to shake itself out. I'm with you, Jimmy. I'm going to take Baylor, but if you were going to just take a chance, money line Okie State. Finally, Texas A&M at LSU. I'm taking Texas A&M. What do you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to take Texas A&M, too. Last year, LSU was very fortunate to win at A&M, and this game could go either way, too. Though this is really going to be a very good football game to watch.
And this is a 4-point. LSU's favored at home by 4.5. Andy, what do you got?
I'm going to go with LSU, I think.
All right, in case we come down to the tiebreaker for the $90 in Cunningham's cash, we need the total points in the Nebraska-Penn State game. Andy, what do you got?
Let's go with 54.
Jimmy, I got 51. And you got 49.5. Okay, so if it's a high-scoring game, the tiebreaker will go to Andy. Andy, best of luck. You've already won the Big Dally's Deli and $90 up on the line here, so good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Good luck to you, bud.
And, of course, have to wait till Wednesday to announce if he won. We might have to get that on a promo, Jeffrey, especially if Andy wins.
Yeah,
so there you go.
He wins, for sure.
And you have Nebraska winning the football game. I picked 51 because of 27-24, which was probably bad.
Who did you think was going to win, Doug? Who did you have winning the game? I mean, did you have Nebraska winning, or did you have – which way did
you're gonna
you
going to hang me with that, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I am.
Unfortunately, I think my heart's coming into this more than my head. Again, I said this would be one of the two toughest games Nebraska had all season long, no matter where the records are. I never said that Nebraska would lose, but I did say that would probably be – there's three games out there I thought Nebraska had a chance to lose this year, and this was one of them. I had them 10-2 at the beginning of the year. This would be a huge win for Nebraska. But Bo gets them up for big games. This isn't a big game. I got a bad feeling. 27-24, Penn State. I hope I'm wrong.
I do, too. I got 35-14, Nebraska.
There, let's go with I'm wrong. And no, before
but,
we...
Yeah, but who knows? But, I mean, yeah, but I have Nebraska winning this game 35-14.
So. Delusional Husker fan chimes in via the Dent Popper inbox as we get out of here. He says, okay, so I might have panicked a little after Minnesota's loss, but I found out the secret to the Huskers' success and failures in the past three games. Delusional says, I picked against the Huskers against Northwestern. I picked against them against Michigan. Won them both. So I picked them to beat Michigan State. We lost. You see what's happening here? Therefore, Delusional says, I'm picking Penn State to win this week. It's only crazy if it doesn't work, right? And he also says, I hate seeing all this publicity about Bo's job security. It just doesn't do the program any good. Should he go? Should he stay? I don't know. Winning 9 or 10 games every year would be a dream for lots of teams. Everything has changed in college football lately. Win it all right away or get fired. That's a harder and harder thing for a place like Nebraska to do. A positive word from the Husker AD would sure help stop all the speculation. Again, I will be sick to my stomach if Bo Pelini is not at Big Ten Media Days next July as the head football coach of the University of Nebraska. I will be absolutely physically sick to my stomach if something insane happens like that. And I don't care how the final three games go. I want Nebraska to win them, but I will be physically sick if he's not the football coach.
Well, I made the comment a while back after the Northwestern game how proud I was of him and not celebrating and going wild, even though that's what you want to do as a coach. I mean, you can't imagine the excitement you'd have over winning a game like that. But he did show his head coaching ability and how to act and cared about how the Northwestern players felt and the coaching staff and knew that it was a tough situation. What's always hurt Bo is his demeanor on the sidelines. You know, that's always been the thing, the drawback, you know, how he acts on the sidelines and his facial expressions and yelling and screaming at assistant coaches and stuff. So I haven't seen it as much, but as far as the effort of coaching, you know, Doug, I'm like you.
All right, folks, 2:30 tomorrow, Big Ten Network. We'll have it for you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM with a 9:30 pregame Nebraska basketball update. You can listen to the rest of the game on 1230 KHAS. And right now, they're just underway in the second half. Nebraska leading Alabama Birmingham 43-41. We want to thank Brian Cargill, head football coach at Cozad, Glenn Snodgrass, head football coach at York. Complete coverage of the Donovan Trumbull game will be coming your way Tuesday on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. The other five games will only be here on ESPN Radio, but every game of the state football championships here. So Wednesday, you going to come down and join us for a little Husker lunch, buddy? We
you
want your picks.
We want your picks. Maybe I'll come down Wednesday. Why would I not?
Exactly. We're going to be jam-packed Wednesday with our normal array of a crew. Steve Sipple, final Husker lunch Wednesday at Cunningham's. Jimmy, until then, enjoy your time. Have a great weekend, buddy.
I'll see you Wednesday.
All right. Sounds great. Enjoy it. Folks, we'll see you on the Doug and Daddy Show Wednesday and from Memorial Stadium on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.